I've heard some people say that there's no way the Lord can come into my life. My life is so bad. I've got so much baggage. There's so many bad things that I have done that it's simply impossible for God to come into my heart and change me. But there is a way to prepare the way of the Lord into our lives. John the Baptist spoke of it when he quoted an Old Testament scripture. And the New Testament speaks of him and quotes a scripture from the Old Testament. It's from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. So what was it that prepared the way of the Lord in the preaching of John the Baptist? John the Baptist preached repentance. The glory of the Lord is about to be revealed, and the way that we prepare for that, we prepare the way for God's way into our hearts, is through repentance. Repentance is a Bible word in the Greek, both in the Old Testament Septuagint and in the New Testament. The word is metanoia. It literally means to change your mind, to stop following sin and begin following God, to turn away from that which is evil and turn toward Jesus and that which is good. This repentance of the heart and from the heart, sincerely made unto God, is what paves the way for God to come in and work His amazing grace in our lives to change our mind. Prepare you the way of the Lord. I want to be a repentant person today. I want to live as one who has turned from my sins and turned to God, as one who has turned from my own way and turned to the way of God. I want to keep that path straight in the desert, a highway for my God. And then every valley shall be exalted. That means every valley in my spirit will be filled up. And every mountain and hill shall be made low. I will be humbled. The crooked shall be made straight in my heart. And the rough places will be made plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed in me. That's the promise of Scripture. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you brought me to a place of repentance. It was you that brought me there. I wasn't seeking repentance on my own. I just knew I needed you. But your Spirit helped me to understand. I needed to change my mind. I needed to change my way. And so today, Lord, so that the glory of the Lord may be revealed in me, would you help me today to live as a repentant person today? In Jesus' name, amen.